Some gas, please. And hurry, because I'm in a rush.
Say, that'll be just about enough out of you, Hector Smith. Don't go putting on no airs with me, young fella.
Well, I am in a rush. You see, I've got lots to do. My time is valuable. Gee whiz, I'm a big moving picture director now, you know.
Yes, but you won't be one long. In fact, you won't even be in the picture at all.
Why not? Why won't I?
Well, because Miss Beebe only hired you on account she thought you was H. Quintero Smythe. And the real H. Quintero Smythe is in town.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Gee, Wilkins, how do you know he is?
He was in the store here yesterday looking for Miss Beebe.
Oh, shoot. Shucks. I suppose it's all over now. Just when I was getting a good start, too. Doggone it. Say, did you tell him where Miss Beebe was?
Why, no, come to think of it, we didn't.
Good. That's swell. Because Miss Beebe's in a sanitarium in San Francisco, and she'll be there for 2 weeks. Yeah. And H. Quintero Smythe, he'll have a dickens of a time finding her. And before he does find her, I'll have the picture finished. Say, give me that gas, quick, will you, please?
Well, I'm going to give it to you. Don't go flying off the handle.
It's sure and put in enough so I won't run out.
Hey, I thought you said you sold your car and didn't have money to hire a chauffeur.
Yes, that's right, I did. You see, this is Miss Beebe's car.
Miss Beebe's car?
Yes. I sneaked it out of the hotel garage just to run out to the movie lot.
Sneaked it out of the garage? Why, you damn fool, as soon as the garage people find it out, they'll notify a traffic cop and you'll get stopped before you've gone a mile.
Oh, shoot. How will a traffic cop know this is Miss Beebe's car?
Why, with the license plates.
Say, don't worry none about that. No traffic cop would stop me. I've taken off the license plates.
Well, there's your gas now.
All right, thanks. Now, just charge it to Miss Beebe.
But you'd better take that car back to the garage.
Oh, gee, Wellickers. I'm not going to hurt her old car. I just want to run out to the movie lot in it. I'm in a big rush. We're going to start taking that big battle scene this morning, you see.
Well, you're your own boss, Hector.
And gosh sakes, it's going to be a pepper, too. You see, it starts out with the soldiers marching down the road.
Yeah.
And they're all tired out and hungry because they haven't had anything to eat for 3 days.
For 3 days, huh?
Yes, 3 days. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Well, pretty soon.
Well, you see, Hector, why ain't they had nothing to eat?
Because they're on a diet.
On a diet?
Yes. A diet, that's it. A diet. That's the name of the picture. All Diet on the Western Front.
Well, I thought the name of the picture was The Perfect Lover.
Yes, but I've changed that. Well, suddenly the captain hollers, charge the enemy.
Yes.
And then a sentry comes running up. Captain, he cries. Captain, how can we charge the enemy when half of them are little children?
Little children? Say, what?
Yes, little children. And then the captain says, we must charge. That is our orders. We must charge. But we'll only charge the children half price.
Say, so, just a second, Hector. What in the perdition are you talking about? Little children. What kind of army is it that's got little children in it?
Why, the infantry. So,
infantry?
So we...
Why, Dad, Dennis, I don't think you know a darn thing about the army. Say, where was you anyway when the last war was going on? Didn't you fight in it?
Well, you see, it was like this, Mr. Winterbottom. I joined the army, yes. and they sent me to a training camp.
Yes.
And, as I was going into the camp, a sentry said, halt, who's there?
Yes.
Just like that. Said, halt, who's there?
Yes, well, what about it?
Well, I walked straight up to him, you see, and then I looked him right square in the eye.
Yes.
And I says I to him, I'm General Patterson.
Yes.
And when I came to, the war was over.
Why, Tony Shonateki, you must have been crazy. What'd you say you was General Pershing for?
Well, God's sake, if the sentry would do all that to General Pershing, think what he would have done to me.
Yes, but that ain't the idea. It's plain to see you don't know very much about war. Now, I'll tell you, before you put in a battle scene, you better let me and Ed give you some pointers.
What you know about war?
We put the war in Cuba.
You did, huh?
Yes, sir.
Say, that's a pretty good thought. I'll do that. I'll send around my secretary, and you can tell him all about it.
Your secretary? Who's your secretary?
Why, Harold Newbride. Wow. You see, a big movie director like I am has got too much to do to take care of everything. You can't take care of everything. So I hired Harold Newbride as my secretary. I'll send him around right away.
Well, I'll be dead game.
Hey, Dad.
So long, Mr. Winterbottom, and so long, Mr. Peters.
So long, Hector.
So long, Hector.
Say, where in the name of perdition have you been?
I've been at the post office.
Land of Goshen. Did you take you an hour to go to the post office? You're supposed to be out here minding this gas pump, not over there shooting off your mouth. Was any mail?
Yeah, one letter here.
Well, you was gone long enough to get 10. Well, let's have it. And 6. Send you on an errand that ought to take 5 minutes and...
Yeah, who's the letter from?
See, it says here at the top of the letter, it's from Hines, Melrose, and Hines. It's a law firm.
I wonder how Melrose got into it. Marry one of the Hines girls?
But the Johnny Brown there. I recollect this here firm. Them's the people who's trying to get back that money for us. You know, the money that Vestry slickered us out of. And listen to this. Listen here. It says, you will be glad, as will your brother merchants of Corn Center, to know
Wait, what was that again?
Says, you will be glad as...
How's that?
Glad as...
Who's he?
Who's who?
Dallas.
She ain't nobody. She ain't nobody. The letter just says, you will be glad as...
You mean I have to be gladdest before they give me the money?
Oh, no, of course you don't. It just...
What I want to know is, who gets the money, me or Gladys?
You get it. Kind of sign it, we both get it. Everybody that Vestry Slickered will get it. Says so right here. As will your brother, Shepard.
I ain't got no brother.
But it don't mean your brother.
Whose brother does it mean, Gladys' brother?
Oh, they ain't no Gladys. Now listen, Eb. You're just getting all mixed up again. All the letter says is that they got our $100 back first, and they're going to send it to us.
Well, why in tarnation didn't you say so? You get it all back, huh?
Yes, exactly. That's what it says. Say, listen. I tell you what we'll do with it, Eb. When we get that money, me and you will take a trip to the city. Have a regular vacation and just get...
Howdy, Harold.
Hello, Harold. How be you anyway? Say, we're darn glad to see you back in town again.
Yes, Harold.
Thank you. That's back.
Yeah,
thank
you. Hector Smith told me you'd give me some information on what a battle looks like. He's in a big hurry. They're all ready to start taking the scene.
Oh, yes. I did tell Hector I'd give him some pointers.
Yes.
What battle do you want to know about, Harold?
What battle did you fight in?
We fought in just about all of them.
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah. Tell them about the time we charged up Bunker Hill, Cap.
Yes, well...
But you couldn't have fought in the Battle of Bunker Hill. You aren't old enough.
How old do you have to be before they let you fight in that battle?
Oh, I mean the Battle of Bunker Hill was fought before you were born. You're probably thinking of San Juan Hill during the War with Spain.
Well, maybe so. You know, after you've seen as many hills as we have, Harold, you sort of get mixed up. Well, sir, me and Ed hobnobbed around with all the big fellas in that war. Admiral Grant...
Don't you mean Dewey?
Say?
Dewey.
I say we do.
Oh, no. I mean Dewey. Dewey. He captured the Philippine Islands.
I reckon you mean Diddy. Diddy captured the Philippine Islands.
Oh, I'm talking about Admiral Dewey. He took Manila.
You're wrong there, Harold. He took chocolate.
Yes, he's right fine chocolate.
Oh,
listen. Tell me about the battle. Hector Smith is waiting for this information so we can start taking the scene.
Oh, well. Well, sir, at the first shot, me and Eb starts up that hill.
Yes.
Eb was running just a mile ahead of me because...
Oh, but the hill was taken by a cavalry charge. You had horses, didn't you?
No, sir. When I'm starting to a battle, I ain't got time to wait for no horse.
Oh, yes.
Well, sir, the shot and shell was pouring all around
us. Yes.
Yes, it was just pouring. It was just pouring.
We didn't give a darn. We had an umbrella.
Yes, that's a fact. And halfway up the hill, we met General Stonewall Jackson.
General Stonewall Jackson?
Yes, sir. What? General Jack Stonewallson.
Hold on there, Zeb. You mean General Walsh Stone Jackson?
Yes, General Jack Stonewallson.
Oh, and he wasn't...
And there was one of the finest generals in the war. Yes, he was one of the finest fellows ever seen. Well, sir, why, one night, he was out making his rounds, and he seen a sentry fast asleep on duty.
Yes.
Did the general call out the firing squad and have that sentry shot?
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir. He shot him himself.
Yes, he shot him. No, he didn't shoot him himself. He picked up the sentry's rifle and hollered, "Fire me, boys, and give the enemy no quarter. No quarter."
Yeah, sir. He wouldn't even give him a dime for a cup of coffee.
No, sir.
Oh, listen, please. Hector Smith's waiting. Tell me about the Battle of San Juan Hill. They're all ready to take
Oh, yes. Well, as I say, we met General Joe Stone Wilson, and he says to him, and he says, confidential light, he says, "Boys, we got to hold this here railroad station to keep the enemy from getting control of the train."
Yes.
He says, "There's only two of you fellas, but you got to keep the enemy from getting them their train."
Oh, that's what I want to hear about. That's what I want. Oh, that'll make a wonderful scene.
Yes, sir. Well, me and Eb held that there station for an hour.
Yes.
And then, dang it, the whole enemy army come charging into the place.
Yes.
But they didn't take them trains, Harold.
Oh, but how could two of you against a whole army keep them from taking the trains?
Yeah, that was easy. We tore up all the tickets.